This is program number ALW2296. Well, from November 1st to January 4th, the Art Gallery of Ontario displayed 123 of the paintings of Britain's Joseph Turner. Hi, this is Larry West. In that collection, there's a painting that has an interesting story behind it I'd like to tell you today. Got a minute? One night, a small steamboat began crossing the English Channel in a snowstorm, and during the trip, the storm became incredibly fierce. The sailors ended up fighting for their very lives. Well, in the middle of it, a stumpy, scruffy old passenger showed up that made a very unusual request. He asked some of the members of the crew to help him crawl up to the mast and tie him securely to it. He said he wanted to experience the sea's full fury, so he could paint it. That was his request. Well, the crew refused, naturally. But he was so persistent that they finally agreed to do it just to get him out of their way. They tied him to the crow's nest, and he stayed up there for 4 hours, tossed by gale winds and drenched by snow and freezing salt water. After 4 hours, he came down, and he painted one of the most furious and beautiful seas that's ever been put on canvas. You know, it's one thing to sympathize, but it's entirely another to be able to say, I really understand. A long time ago, God sat up in the heavens, looking down upon us human beings, struggling with all the storms in our lives, wanting to help, giving us the best advice possible by anyone to give. But it wasn't until God climbed up to the mast and tied himself to the crow's nest on each of our little boats tossing to and fro. It wasn't until then, when he became one of us, that he too, as a man, felt hunger and fatigue and rejection and fear and spit running down his face. It wasn't until then that he could say, really say, I understand. The Bible says that Jesus, although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. And being made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation to all who obey him. Hey, my God, your God, is not some snobbish aristocrat who sits up in the heavens looking down upon us poor folks, criticizing us in our struggles. A poor woman in London a few years ago met a man one day who was visiting people in her neighborhood, claiming that he was interested in them and trying to help. She told him, "You say you care for us and are anxious about us, but it's a very easy thing for you coming from your clean, quiet home." She said, "Why don't you come and bring your family and live in this place, exposing yourself to all of our problems, and then lift us up?" It's one thing to sympathize with a guy in trouble and tell him you want to help, but it's another thing to show him you really care by moving into his neighborhood. But that's exactly what Jesus Christ did. No wonder he can say, "I understand." I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. One day, some time ago, when my little boy was just 3 years old, I heard him crying as though his little heart was breaking. I looked across the street and saw him coming my way. I knew that probably something had just happened while he was playing with the other kids in the neighborhood, but he was crying so hard he couldn't tell me the problem. I walked up to him, knelt down, put my arms around him, and, well, pulled him up close. I hugged him real good, and then I heard myself say to him, "Daddy's here. Daddy understands." And you know, it wasn't but just a few seconds that my little Mark calmed down enough to be able to tell me of his little social problem that he was having with the other kids. Hey, you've got a God who loves you so much that he became what you are and has lashed himself to that mast and has gone through more storms than what you've gone through. And he's able to say, like no one else can, "I understand." I've written a pamphlet called "What is the Gospel?" In it we talk about God becoming man and what he's done as a man just for you. It's called "What is the Gospel?" It's yours for the asking. I'd sure like to send it to you. What is the Gospel? Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.